And finally, I have a poem for you. Have you ever tried crab apple jelly? My grandmother used to make it, and it was served with hot or cold meat. I came across this poem in which the poet remembers her mother making crab apple jelly. Every year, you said it wasn't worth the trouble. You'd better things to do with your time. And it made you furious when the jars were sold at the church fete for less than the cost of the sugar. And every year you drove into the lanes around Calverton to search for the wild trees whose apples looked as red and as sweet as cherries and tasted sourer than gooseberries. You cooked them in the wide copper pan Grandma brought with her from Wigan, smashing them against the sides with a long wooden spoon to split the skins, straining the pulp through an old muslin nappy. It hung for days, tied with string to the kitchen steps, dripping into a bowl on the floor, brown-stained, horrible, a head in a bag, a pouch of sourness, of all that went wrong in that house of women. The last drops you wrung out with your hands. Then closing, doors and windows shut to shut out the clamouring wasps. You boiled up the juice with sugar, dribbling the syrup onto a cold plate until it set to a glaze, filling the heated jars. When the jars were cool, you held one up to the light to see if the jelly had cleared. Oh, Mummy, it was clear and shining as stained glass and the colour of fire. Crab apple jelly. I didn't care for it much myself.